New technology is giving history buffs an easier way to tour the Granite State's past. The New Hampshire Division of Historical Resources this week launched a new mobile phone-friendly map for its Historical Highway Marker program. Elizabeth Muzzy is director of the Division of Historical Resources, and she joins us now to explain how it all works. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Elizabeth, tell me more about this Historical Marker program. How many markers, in fact, are we talking about here?
We have hundreds of historic highway markers in New Hampshire. Right now, there are about 250 markers in the program.
250, and I imagine they cover just about every region of the state.
They do.
Okay.
That's one of the things we strive for, is to have equal distribution throughout the state.
Okay. Well, what led to the development of the website specifically?
Well, we've always had historic highway marker information on our website, but we didn't feel it was that useful for people traveling around the state. And so we've retooled the information as a story map. And story maps use GIS technology. They combine narrative, text, pictures with mapping so you can actually see the place that you're learning about.
So you can actually go on the site and learn about these markers without ever traveling if you wanted to, but you could take it with you on your phone, on your smartphone, for instance. So as you are traveling a specific region of the state, maybe pick out some markers and learn more about it and say, yeah, I want to check that one out.
Exactly. The website is mobile friendly. It's meant to work on a smartphone, and that's a major difference with how it was presented before.
How can people use the site if they wanted to take it with them?
It really depends on whether you'd like to just drive to an area and be surprised what you'll find as you page through the website, or if you want to actually do a little previewing things beforehand, plan where you want to go, places you want to see, or maybe you have a destination and you want to find out what will I see along the way and plan your route that way.
And you can actually pick out these sites geographically, saying I'll be in this region of the state, so I'll find out what I might pass on the way to my destination.
Exactly.
Who do you envision using it?
I am always surprised when I hear about the amount and the various types of people who love the markers. One thing that I find very interesting and I would like to know more about is that I hear that there are bicycle clubs, motorcycle clubs, that type of group that actually sort of approach the historic highway markers like hikers approach 4,000 footers. And they plan their path and they want to check off every marker and they take a photo when they're at the marker. And I would love to hear more if there are clubs that are doing that so we can share that information with others.
How do you envision this website, developing and growing in the future?
Well, one of the greatest advantages to this type of website is the GIS technology behind it. It's really where the field of cultural resources management is going. We're always looking at historical places. They all have a location, and so it makes sense to use GIS to help the public understand them. We also have a photo sharing campaign going on right now called My New Hampshire, and that also uses GIS technology. We're asking people across the Granite State to take a photo of some of their favorite historical places. Doesn't have to be just one. And then they can use the Locate Me technology on their smartphone to add it to our My New Hampshire website, or they can manually use a map if they're not using a smartphone. It's been very, very popular, more than 100 photos posted to the website.
Well, thank you so much. Elizabeth Muzzy is director of the New Hampshire Division of Historical Resources.
Thank you very much.